This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage-for-prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement late Wednesday, he said contacts on the deal were continuing. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In an exclusive interview Wednesday, Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy spoke to VOA's Carol Van Dam.
What can you tell us about the ceasefire, and what are you expecting to happen after the 4 days are over?
There is no ceasefire. The war continues. What we have now is a temporary cessation, a temporary four-day pause in order to facilitate an evacuation of 50 hostages. The arrangement we have now is to get 50 hostages, women and children. There is a baby who is only 10 months old, who has been held hostage by Hamas for nearly 50 days now. There's a three-year-old girl who's been held hostage. She's an orphan because Hamas murdered her parents in front of her.
That's Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy speaking to VOA's Carol Van Dam from Jerusalem. Authorities say there's no indication of a terrorist attack in the vehicle crash and explosion that left two people dead at a checkpoint on the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge. The vehicle was speeding Wednesday from Niagara Falls, New York, towards the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries. The crash raised concerns on both sides of the border.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash. We have identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
But New York Governor Kathy Hochul cautioned the investigation is in its early stages. The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. The other three later reopened.